Brilliance Audio presents In Their Footsteps by Tess Gerritsen, performed by Nicola Barber. She was late. It was not like Madeline, not like her at all. Bernard Tavistock ordered another café au lait and took his time sipping it, every so often glancing around the outdoor café for a glimpse of his wife. He saw only the usual left bank scene: tourists and Parisians, red-checked tablecloths, a riot of summertime colours. But no sign of his raven-haired wife. She was half an hour late now. This was more than a traffic delay. He found himself tapping his foot as the worries began to creep in. In all their years of marriage, Madeline had rarely been late for an appointment, and then only by a few minutes. Other men might moan and roll their eyes in masculine despair over their perennially tardy spouses, but Bernard had no such complaints. He'd been blessed with a punctual wife. A beautiful wife. A woman who, even after 15 years of marriage, continued to surprise him, fascinate him, tempt him. Now where the dickens was she? He glanced up and down Boulevard Saint-Germain. His uneasiness grew from a vague toe-tapping anxiety to outright worry. Had there been a traffic accident? A last-minute alert from their French intelligence contact, Claude Daumier? Events had been moving at a frantic pace these last 2 weeks. Those rumours of a NATO intelligence leak, of a mole in their midst, had them all glancing over their shoulders, wondering who among them could not be trusted. For days now, Madeline had been awaiting instructions from MI6 London. Perhaps, at the last minute, word had come through. Still, she should have let him know. He rose to his feet and was about to head for the telephone when he spotted his waiter, Mario, waving at him. The young man quickly wove his way past the crowded tables. "Monsieur Tavistock, there is a telephone message for you, from Madame." Bernard gave a sigh of relief. "Where is she?" "She says she cannot come for lunch. She wishes you to meet her."
"Where?"
"This address." The waiter handed him a scrap of paper, smudged with what looked like tomato soup. The address was scrawled in pencil: 66, Rue Mirat, number 5. Bernard frowned.
"Isn't this in Pigalle? What on earth is she doing in that neighbourhood?"
Mario shrugged, a peculiarly Gallic version, with tipped head, raised eyebrow.
"I do not know. She tells me the address, I write it down." "Well, thank you."
Bernard reached for his wallet and handed the fellow enough francs to pay for his 2 café au lait, as well as a generous tip.
"Merci," said the waiter, beaming. "You will return for supper, Monsieur Tavistock?"
"If I can track down my wife," muttered Bernard, striding away to his Mercedes.
He drove to Place Pigalle, grumbling all the way. What on earth had possessed her to go there? It was not the safest part of Paris for a woman, or a man either, for that matter. He took comfort in the knowledge that his beloved Madeline could take care of herself quite well, thank you very much. She was a far better marksman than he was, and that automatic she carried in her purse was always kept fully loaded, a precaution he insisted upon ever since that near disaster in Berlin. Distressing how one couldn't trust one's own people these days. Incompetence everywhere, in MI6, in NATO, in French intelligence. And there had been Madeline, trapped in that building with the East Germans, and no one to back her up. If I hadn't arrived in time. No, he wouldn't relive that horror again. She'd learned her lesson, and a loaded pistol was now a permanent accessory to her wardrobe.